Ladies retreat is a place where ladies spend the weekend together and we learn about ourselves and we learn about God so that we can become more like God. Okay, can you guys take a look up there at the picture? Now I know you see a big house up in there, but we're not thinking about the house today. Can you look at the left side of the house on the ground? What do you see?
A path.
That's right, a path. And that's what I want to talk to you today about, a path. Paths. A path is a smaller road that people walk on, run on, take their dogs on. It's a way to get where you want to go, to where you're going, without having to worry about a car. And often they'll go through the woods or some pretty place. And so a path is the way to go. Now, did you know that God said in His Word, the Bible, that His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path? So when we read the Bible, it helps us to see more clearly the way that we are to go. And did you know that Jesus said that He is the way, the truth, and the life? That nobody comes to the Father except for by Him. So if a path is the way to go and Jesus is the way to go, we can kind of say that Jesus is our path to follow, huh, Josie?
The house looks like it's leaning on my right.
You're right. It does look like it's leaning on your right. You're right. Well, let's take a look at the next picture. Okay, now this is a narrow path down at Milo Academy where the retreat was, and this path goes right to the ladies' dorm. So when Melissa Mathis Cochran and I rode down to ladies' retreat, we had to take all of our stuff from our car down to the ladies' dorm, but where we were parked was on the opposite end from the ladies' dorm. So we had to make a couple trips, and we couldn't get right to this path because you had to follow a little bit wider path first. Now let's take a look at the next picture. Now you see this? Is this wider? What else do you see that's different about this path than the other path?
It has a covering.
Yeah, that's right. It has a covering. That's so that if it's really hot or rainy or windy, you can stay out of the bad weather and stay under the covering. Just a minute.
Or if it's stormy.
That's right. Or if it's stormy. You're right, Josie. So we had to go on the wide path for a little ways before we could get to the narrow path. And you know what that made me think about? In the path, and as we're going along our Christian path, following Jesus, we start out on a wide path, and God says that that wide path, many people will take it, and that path leads to destruction. That path is the path away from God. But there's a narrow path, and just a few people will take the narrow path. And you know, as we are born into this world, we're born on that wide path, but then God gives us opportunity to go on the narrow path and choose Him. Okay, let's look at the next picture. Okay, do you see this picture? Okay, we're going to hold that picture for a minute because I want to tell you something first before we get to this one, okay? But I just want you to see this. Do you see there's all kinds of paths there? We'll talk about that in just a minute. Well, when Melissa and I were taking our things to the car, or from the car to the dorm, we got to the narrow path to go to the dorm, and I said, do you want to take this path? Because it was shorter to get there. And she said, no, it's too hot. Was it hot here last weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so hot down there. So we stayed on the wide path and got all of our things there. But later on in the weekend, some of the ladies and I were going from the ladies' dorm to the chapel, that's the church, to our meeting. And it was a straight shot on that narrow path. And I said, do you guys want to take this path? And they said, sure. And so I thought, how cool is that? This path goes straight to the house of God. Did you know that Jesus, our path, goes straight to the Heavenly Father too? So we began on the path. Okay, you have to wait a minute. So we began on the path. But there's something out there on the paths. It's sprinklers, and they go right across the path. And I said, okay, we can take this path, but we might get wet. And my friend Ellen said, that's okay. I don't mind getting wet. So we started on the path, and we hoped that when we got to the sprinkler would move enough so we wouldn't get wet, but guess what? It didn't. So my friend Ellen and I ran through the sprinkler, but we didn't get that wet. And it made me think that when we follow the path of Jesus, sometimes we will have to go through things we don't like, and they aren't fun. But if we stay on that narrow path with Jesus, he will get us to our Heavenly Father. We just have to stay with him and trust him. Okay, now back to these. See this picture here? Okay, do all those paths lead to the same place?
No.
No, they don't. And the reason I wanted you to see this picture is because as you guys are growing up, you're going to hear people say, oh, it doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter where you go to church. It doesn't matter what God you believe in. You can believe in Allah. You can believe in Buddha. You can even believe in yourself and become a God someday. But what did Jesus say? He is the only way to the Father. So there is only one true path. And let me show you an example, tell you an example from this that maybe will help you.
What? It kind of looks like a park.
It does look like a park. You're right. Now, if all those paths lead to different buildings down at Milo Academy. Now, if I was in the middle, see where they split and go different ways? What if I was standing there and I wanted to go to the girls' dorm, but I took the path to the boys' dorm? Would I get to the girls' dorm? Well, what if I really believed it? I knew in my heart I would get to the girls' dorm by taking the boys' dorm path. Would I get there? No. And that's the way it is with Jesus, too. It doesn't matter. We can believe something with all our heart, but truth is truth. And if we don't follow truth, we will still be led on the wrong path, no matter how much we think in our head that it's the right way. So as you guys grow up, I want you to remember to stay on the path with Jesus. And he will take you right where you need to go. Now, I have something for you, but today I didn't bring you something that has a pathway on it because I couldn't find anything. But I think I brought you something that might be even a little better because the Bible says that God is, do you guys know what the answer is? God is, oh, I heard it over there. Love.
Love?
Yes, God is love. That's what the Bible says. So I brought you each a picture of love because as you stay on the pathway with Jesus, you will see how much he loves you and how much when you follow him, you will learn to love him and you will learn to love other people too. So I will give you a picture as soon as we have prayer and then you guys can pick up the baskets, okay? Let's pray and then I'll give you a picture. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you give us your Son to follow, who teaches us how wonderful you are and how much you love us. Help us to follow him and his example and stay on the pathway to you. And Father, help us not just to stay on that pathway, but to bring others on that pathway with us so they can know about you too. Thank you for loving each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.